The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
There is no escape this time. Not this time. I am always with you now, even when you are awake. I will be there in the shadows, even when you feel safe. You are not. I am there, even in your most intimate moments.
No! I defeated you! I was free of you!
But no longer. I have returned for my revenge. Now, you will never be free of me, Jen. Never. Never free. You will never be free of me.
Doctor Who, The Fear Man, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 2.
Welcome to your worst nightmare, Doctor. Ah!
Who? Wait. It's you, isn't it? It's you, the Master.
That's right, Doctor. It is your Master.
Dream on. You're not my master. You're just a psychopath with dreams of power, delusions of grandeur. You will never have true power, and even if you were to achieve universal domination, what would you do with it?
Oh, you would be amazed at what I would do with total power, Doctor. Absolutely amazed.
Oh, sure. Get real. You wouldn't have the imagination to do anything more than create chaos. It's all you really know. And as I said, you will never achieve such a lofty goal anyway.
Are you so sure, Doctor? I have power over you and your pathetic companions.
What do you mean?
Where are we? Think about it.
Well, I was in my room. I had said goodnight to Jen and to Mina earlier, and then I went to sleep. Oh, dear.
Has it occurred to you, Doctor? Have you worked it out?
I am asleep. This is my dreams. Or rather, a nightmare.
Indeed it is. Your own personal nightmare. And now I control your dreams. I am in your head, Doctor.
But I can wake up.
Oh, can you? Why not try it, then?
Oh, I will. Believe me. All I have to do is concentrate. And
Oh, it's not working, is it? It isn't so easy, eh?
But how are you doing this?
I have gained a new power over the mind since we last met.
But you were sent to prison on Heim, on Jen's home planet.
Do you think there is a prison in the universe that can hold me? Never, Doctor. And what I learned once I left that sad little planet will amaze you.
What do you mean? What have you done?
I've learned to harness the power of thought. I've learned to control dreams themselves. I now control darkness itself. And now, I am using that power to exact my revenge on you and your friends.
Wait. That gas cloud. Never that gas cloud.
So, you've worked it out. Yes. That gas cloud is the key to the ultimate power of the mind. And to the deepest recesses of fear. And so, now, your companions are gripped in fear. And I can control their very minds.
You can't control mine.
Oh no, my dear Doctor. You can't break free of me.
I wouldn't count on that, Master. All I really have to do is concentrate, you know. My mind is far stronger than yours.
What? No, never! You cannot break the link. And even if you do, I assure you, you will never break the link I have established within your friends' minds.
Oh, we'll see about that. I'm awake. I broke his link. Ooh, but I have to help Mina and Jen. For that, I need Eye's help. There you are, Eye.
Yes, because I could hear you yelling all the way down to the workshop. What do you want about, old fool?
I need your help, Eye. Go and wake up Mina, and then you two meet me at Jen's room.
But what the devil is going on?
I haven't got time to explain it all now.
Well, tell me something.
Oh, very well. It's the Master. He's affecting their dreams. We have to stop him. Now go and wake up Mina. I'll attend to Jen. Go now, I.
All right. I'm on my way.
You only thought you were free of me, but you will never be free of me, Jen. My tendrils are reaching deep within your mind. I am even now able to reach deep within your subconscious, into your deepest, most intimate thoughts and feelings. And I can manipulate your very heart, your very soul.
No! No! Leave me alone!
You cannot hide away from me now, Jen. Your deepest thoughts, your darkest secrets, your desires, your fears, your weaknesses are all on display for me to see and manipulate. manipulate as I please. And even when you imagine you are free of me, trust me, you will not be. You will never be free of me, Jen. Never again.
No! No! Please, no!
Wake up, Jen. Wake up! You have to wake up. It's me, the doctor.
Doctor? Is it really you?
Yes, Jen, it's me. You're safe now. You're awake. It's over.
It is? But is it really over? Is he gone? Is he really gone?
What's happened, Doctor?
Yes, is Jen all right?
She'll be fine. Thank you, you too. But I think Jen will be okay now.
But he's back! The Fear Man is back! But he can't be! He just can't be!
It's all right, Jen. You're awake now. It was all just a terrible nightmare. Brought on by the Master. It was a trick. That's all.
The Master? A trick? Really? Is that really all as it was? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I can assure you, it's just one of the Master's little mind games. Somehow he gained control over that gas cloud we saw in the scanner and used its natural properties to get inside our minds.
So, he created the nightmares. It was just the Master all the time. He's not back then. The Fear Man is not back.
Oh, that's right. Just one of the Master's tricks. Nothing more, nothing less. So you see, it's all right now. The link is broken.
Broken? The link is broken? You're sure, Doctor?
Yes. I assure you, Jen.
Thank the goddess. I couldn't go through all that again.
You don't have to. Everything will be all right now.
Thank you, Doctor. I think I need a strong drink.
Of course you do. I show Jen the drinks locker. I reserve it for special occasions. But I think this one is an exception.
Follow me, Jen. This way.
Thank you, I. Thank you, Doctor. I owe you so much. I'll tell you all about it once I've calmed down. And I'm so sorry for acting like a child.
Nonsense. Your reaction is only natural. Go with I. He'll look after you for now.
I certainly will. Come along, Jen.
Doctor, will Jen be all right?
Yes, Mina. Jen will be fine. Now that the link between the Master and his little nightmare cloud has been broken.
Is it really so simple?
Jeez, I have a few tricks up my sleeve to make sure it is that simple. Not to worry. Oh, and, Mina, if I could have a word with you?
Yes, of course, Doctor.
Please. Please don't ever feel like you're a fifth wheel around here. You're a valuable member of the TARDIS crew, and my friend. No one can ever replace you. You know that, don't you?
Thank you, Doctor. That means a lot to me that you said that. But how did you know how I was feeling?
Jen helped me to realize it last night before we said goodnight. She sensed that you may feel this way.
I guess I underestimated her. I guess she's going to be a valuable crew member after all. Can you forgive me for being so silly? I'm sorry.
There's nothing to forgive. Look, you mean a lot to me, Mina. Don't ever doubt that. Jen is new here now, yes. And maybe I've been spending a bit more time with her, and that's just been to help her feel welcome. And that she's a valuable part of our crew as well. But I don't want you to ever imagine that I don't value you just as much.
I understand. I appreciate that.
Good. Now let's make sure our newest crew member is okay. And feel safe and happy, huh?
That's a good idea, Doctor. Let's do that. I could go for a nice, strong drink myself.
Oh, you think you've beaten me again, Doctor. But let me assure you, this is not over.
No, it isn't.
Who? Who said that?
Don't you know? After all, it was you who awakened me. Awakened me from a long sleep. But now that I'm back, I shall have all that I desire.
But I am in control here. I am the master.
You may think you are the master here, but I am the Fear Man. And I can control even your fear. Even now, my tendrils are reaching to the deepest recesses of your mind. Ah, and what an evil, corrupt mind it is. I shall have fun exploiting you. Oh, feel my claws as they dig deep into your soul.
What? Wait! No! This can't be happening! Not to me! No! No!
You have been listening to Doctor Who The Fear Man, Episode 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Kareem C. Cronfley as The Fear Man, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Paul R. Beesey as The Doctor, Mark Kalita as The Master, Shane Harris as I, and Tanya Milojevich as Mina. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. The post-production editor was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the BBC. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us soon for Season 7 of DRE's fan-produced Doctor Who series. These adventures are brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.